December 16, Oddities and Eccentricities. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. We are not surprised to find that Satan will work today as he has worked in the past. We must live by faith, for without faith it is impossible to please God. Boasting claims of righteousness and noisy demonstrations are calculated to lead to a fanatical experience that will confuse many minds. If such things are encouraged, a wave of fanaticism will come into our ranks that will be detrimental to the work of God and that will sweep away many souls in a dangerous delusion. These things are designed by Satan to deceive, if possible, the very elect. It is our privilege to preach the Word in the demonstrations of the Spirit. It is the privilege of every soul to exercise faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But pure spiritual life comes only as the soul surrenders itself to the will of God through Christ, the reconciling Savior. It is our privilege to be worked by the Holy Spirit. Through the exercise of faith, we are brought into communion with Christ Jesus, for Christ dwells in the hearts of all who are meek and lowly. Theirs is a faith that works by love and purifies the soul, a faith that brings peace to the heart and leads in the path of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Let there be no oddities or eccentricities of movement on the part of those who speak the truth, for such words will weaken the impression that should be made by the Word. We must be guarded, for Satan is determined, if possible, to intermingle with religious services his evil influence. Let there be no theatrical display, for this will not help to strengthen belief in the Word of God. Rather, it will divert attention to the human instrument. Those who are really under the influence of the Holy Spirit will reveal its power by a practical application of the eternal principles of truth. They will reveal that the holy oil is emptied from the two olive branches into the chambers of the soul temple. Their words will be imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit to soften and subdue the heart. It will be manifest that the words spoken are spirit and life. Letter 352, December 16, 1908, to Elder S.N. Haskell, President of the California Conference. This is the end of tape 12A of This Day with God. Please turn this tape over. This book will be concluded on the other side.